With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. A big week for the administration as it marks President Trump's first 100 days in office, and they're saying it's been a success so far.
Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt says President Trump has overwhelmingly delivered on his promise to secure the border and end the flow of illegal immigration.
He has restored the rule of law, enforced our immigration laws, and defended America's sovereignty.
And Border Czar Tom Homan makes this claim.
Today, as I'm standing here, we are the most secure border in the history of this nation.
He says there have been 139,000 deportations since the president took office. Greg Clugston, the White House.
The Kremlin has declared a 72-hour ceasefire in Ukraine next week as Russia marks its Victory Day in World War II. Russian President Vladimir Putin ordered that truce to run from the start of May 8th and last through the end of May 10th to mark Moscow's defeat of Nazi Germany back in 1945. Meanwhile, President Trump is said to be frustrated with the progress toward peace by both the Russian and Ukrainian leaders.
I want him to stop shooting, sit down, and sign a deal. And we have the confines of a deal, I believe, and I want him to sign it and be done with it and just go back to life.
Meanwhile, as the president continues to celebrate his first 100 days in office, he'll be holding a rally in Michigan tomorrow and delivering a commencement address at the University of Alabama on Thursday. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent says he is convinced that China will eventually back down when it comes to the tariff battle.
That which is unsustainable will not be sustained. And again, the Chinese business model is predicated on selling subsidized goods into the U.S., and it's just not a long-term business.
He spoke to CNBC, and this is SRN News. As Americans take a closer look at the first 100 days of the Trump administration, one consideration is how pro-life issues are being impacted. Dr. Ingrid Skop of the Charlotte Lozier Institute says she's optimistic after seeing some interesting people installed in key positions.
We think of Robert Kennedy Jr., who's heading the HHS. He is a man who is willing to question the narrative.
She predicts that RFK Jr. will delve much deeper into the safety and availability of chemical abortion drugs.
If RFK does investigate the safety, I think very quickly he's going to realize there is nothing about abortion data that is mandatorily collected by the FDA. In fact, in 2016, they said, don't tell us about complications of these drugs anymore. Only if they kill a woman do we want to know.
Dr. Skop says chemical abortion drugs currently purchased online, then shipped to states where they're prohibited, need to be returned to their original conditions of use. This is SRN News. Food and grocery delivery is getting to be a big business these days.
It's so big that DoorDash may offer $3.6 billion cash for London-based Deliveroo. Word of the proposal sent Deliveroo stock soaring, with shares hitting a three-year high. Stock in DoorDash also rose. And now Deliveroo, which operates in more than a half dozen countries overseas, says it is suspending a $133.5 million share buyback. Rich Thomason, Washington.
Police are searching for the driver of a yacht that slammed through a ferry in Clearwater, Florida last night. Brenda Alvarez was a passenger on board and spoke to WFTS.
We never expect any of this to happen. We can't understand how fast they were going, like how that is even logically possible that they hit and were able to like just get off like that.
Police say one person was killed, 12 hospitalized. More of these stories at srnnews.com.